Lunchtime at Ferry Pass Middle School, where more than 1,000 students are served daily. The kids come to the cafeteria in separate waves, or rather, shifts.
At all of our schools' lunch periods, there could be as few as two or as many as six or seven, depending on the enrollment. And having the different lunch periods allows the cafeteria staff time to refresh everything, keep cooking, make sure that the students are receiving high-quality, fresh food.
Jelena Davis is Director of Food Services for the district.
The central office has about 16 employees, and we oversee the operation for the school district. Everything from processing free and reduced lunch applications to ordering in the food to planning the menus, and we also have two IT techs that work on our software.
About 56 locations around the district are provided meals each weekday. Some are cooked by on-campus kitchens, others are brought in from other locations. All sites are staffed with state-certified cafeteria managers, who also serve as liaisons in the training of new hires. Standing in the Ferry Pass cafeteria dining room, Davis says the meals are planned in accordance with guidelines issued by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
USDA does regulate the meal pattern for both breakfast, lunch, supper, and snack. For example, at breakfast and lunch, you have to take a half a cup of fruit or vegetable in order for the meal to be reimbursable. Now, at lunch, we are required to offer five components: milk, a meat, a grain, fruit, and vegetable, and then they're able to pick and choose which items they would like to select.
The meal reimbursement rates, according to USDA, run from about $1.80 per student for breakfast to about $3.50 for lunch. Kids eat free at all 45 schools in the Escambia County District. At Ferry Pass, two lines serve the kids, one with hot food, the other with cold items, and both were packed on this day.
In addition to that, we have a la carte items that the students may purchase, such as chips, ice cream, cookies, those kinds of things. They are not our big selling focus points. Obviously, we would like the students to get a full meal so that they are well nourished, but we like to have the extras available because everything in moderation.
Unlike classroom instruction, food service in a school district is a year-round business. Davis says they begin planning for the next term at the end of the previous one because of the many logistical moving parts.
Between staffing and getting food in, planning the menus, and making sure that everybody's trained and ready to go. USDA, in most cases, is nice enough to give us at least a year's notice when there's going to be a change to our meal pattern, because that does impact the food that we're going to order, and most of our bids are annual, so we need a bit of leeway time in order to make sure we can make the change when they are expecting it.
Some of what makes it to the school menu is placed there after parents, students, and the community have a chance to sample the fare.
Things that we're interested in bringing in as new items, but also things that we regularly serve, because sometimes when people are able to sample and test something, then they're more likely to pick it up when it's offered on the serving line. We look forward to doing it again in the upcoming school year.
Back in the day, students had little if any choices and were constantly forced to eat everything on their plates. The old kids are starving in China gambit. But today, it's a new philosophy: offer versus serve.
One of the benefits of offer versus serve is students are able to select the items they want in order to help us minimize waste and to give them the opportunity to try things that they may not normally try.
According to LiveStrong.com, school lunch programs provide, among other things, a boost to energy and grades, help prevent obesity through limited fat intake, and help teach kids healthy eating habits for life. It would appear the belief of educators is that the way to a child's mind is through their stomachs. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.